This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. An Islamic State suicide bomber struck at a mosque packed with Shiite Muslim worshippers in northern Afghanistan on Friday, killing at least 46 people and wounding dozens of others. In its claim of responsibility, the region's IS affiliate identified the bomber as a Uyghur Muslim, saying the attack targeted both Shiites and the Taliban for their purported willingness to expel Uyghurs to meet demands from China. The blast tore through the crowded mosque in the city of Kunduz during Friday noon prayers, the highlight of the Muslim religious week. It was the latest in a series of IS bombings and shootings that have targeted Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers, as well as religious institutions and minority Shiites, since U.S. and NATO troops left in August. Two journalists whose work has angered authorities in Russia and the Philippines have won the 2021 Nobel Peace Prize. We get more from Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda.
Maria Ressa is the co-founder of Rappler, a digital media company which has launched investigations into the controversial and large-scale killings during the Philippines' war on drugs. Dmitry Muratov is the editor-in-chief of Russia's investigative newspaper, Novaya Gazeta, which has defied the Kremlin with its corruption reporting and extensive coverage of the conflict in Ukraine. This was Ressa just moments after she learned the news.
It's a shock. But the fact that a journalist from the Philippines and a journalist from Russia won the Nobel Peace Prize tells you about the state of the world today.
The Kremlin's congratulated Muratov on the win, despite his paper's criticism of President Putin and the Russian government. A Kremlin spokesperson says Muratov is devoted to his ideals and a talented and brave journalist.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda. This is VOA News. More than 130 countries have agreed on a tentative deal that would make sweeping changes to how big multinational companies are taxed in order to deter them from stashing their profits in offshore tax havens where they pay little or no tax. The agreement announced Friday foresees countries enacting a global minimum corporate tax of 15% on the biggest internationally active companies. U.S. President Joe Biden has been one of the driving forces behind the agreement as governments around the world seek to boost revenue following the COVID-19 pandemic. The Paris-based Organization for Cooperation and Economic Development, which hosted the talks, announced the agreement on Friday. Nigerian police say that at least 187 people, including babies, have been freed in the country's troubled north, one of Nigeria's largest liberations of kidnap victims. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
A state police spokesman from the Zamfara region says security forces rescued the hostages from a forest where they had been held for many weeks. He said they were released unconditionally, indicating that no ransoms were paid following extensive search and rescue operations. The spokesman added the rescuers had been helped by sweeping security measures, including a shutdown on mobile phone networks and restrictions on gatherings and movements in the region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Joe Biden is insisting his administration is making real progress despite a disappointing jobs report for September issued Friday. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
Employers added just 194,000 jobs, the second straight tepid gain and the fewest since they cut jobs in December. The job survey was taken in early September when Delta variant cases were rising.
The virus still dominates every single month of economic activity.
Grant Thornton chief economist Diane Swonk was among those forecasting a much bigger gain. Still, President Biden is touting real progress, noting a sharp unemployment rate drop to 4.8%.
Maybe it doesn't seem fast enough. I'd like to see it faster, and we're going to make it faster.
Jobless rate fell in part because while more people found jobs, fewer looked for work despite a record high job openings. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The September jobs report sent stock prices lower on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials losing 0.03%, the S&P falling by 0.19%, and the Nasdaq dropping 0.51%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.